Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Erica Dela Cruz, your host for today's show, Women Lead Radio Boss Babes Behind the Scenes of Entertainment. With me today is our lovely leading lady, Ms. Jeanette Ortega. Jeanette is not only a best-selling Amazon number one author of two books in 1 year, but she's owner and founder of Extreme Results Fitness Gym, a personal friend of mine. She's graced the cover of so many different fitness magazines and really is the epitome of what it means to be both mentally and physically fit. Today's topic, mental fitness and the work game. Good morning, Ms. Jeanette. How are you?
Good morning. I am very well, thank you. Excited to be here.
Incredible. We are so excited to have you. So I gave a little bit of an introduction for you. Jeanette, you've done so many different things. I know you're certified in everything under the sun. You're not only a personal trainer, but you own your own gym. So I imagine that entails a lot of certifications along the way.
Yes.
I want to talk a little bit about all of the different things that you do. So if you could let our audience know, what is the epitome of how you work? What is it that you work on? What are you doing in your work day and your workspace? And then we'll get in a little bit to the mental fitness that's required for what you do.
Sure. Well, what I do on a daily basis is not sleep. No, I'm just kidding. But running a business is constant marketing. So as a gym, we're more of a personalized training studio. So I have a 5,000 square foot facility and we offer boot camps. We offer spin. We offer yoga. We offer cardio kickboxing. We offer personal training. We offer nutrition counseling, mindset workshops, meditation workshops. So we are more about fitness of mind, body, and spirit. So we have a lot going on and have quite a few instructors that help out here, of course. And so it's a lot of marketing and it's a lot of making sure everything goes smoothly. We're constantly looking at ways to change it up, keep it interesting for our clients, challenges going on, always surveying them to even see what's going on in their lives. And so from running and owning a gym for so many years and basically having my clients in front of me on a daily basis is over all these years, I've really realized what the true core issue usually is for them. For a lot of them, it's a lot of emotional stuff they're trying to get through or break through. And so that obviously affects their fitness and their wellness, and they're trying to get healthy or they're coming back from a disease and they're fighting it, or they're trying to get their nutrition on point. So it's really being in the listening of my clients so that I can provide the correct services for them. So it's really just having that ear for them and being the service that they need and that they can have the most amazing experience as they come through our doors and they stay with us. And we're really proud of our community. We have such a great community of people here. It's like a family. So everybody keeps each other accountable, call each other out on Facebook when they don't show up to classes, and super lovable, and, you know, and so I'm really blessed.
I had the opportunity to go in at one point, and, you know, I'm always curious, and I bet for those listening, they might be curious as well. So now being a yogi, sort of having this health and fitness industry in this realm has really taken over, you know, social media, like Instagram, and people see yoga poses in the most strange places. It seems to kind of have gone viral. So we'll talk about the real importance of what that actually looks like inside of a community. to do for a living, because it goes past these photos and these Instagram feeds. And I really know that because I know you. I've been lucky enough to meet you, to work with you. And what I really want to let the audience know is a little bit of what I do. So we had a Boss Babe event this weekend with Connected Women of Influence, actually. My voice is just hanging in there, but it's a really fun stretch, so I'm excited. And we were really talking about the things you don't see on Instagram. We were talking about, like, the real life, nitty gritty, the true stories of what what these panelists had been through. So I know that you have had the chance to, you've trained everyone under the sun. So you're considered a celebrity personal trainer, and you started. You started because you were in the physical fitness training space. So if you could share a little bit about maybe hitting rock bottom inside of that, at a time where maybe you weren't at the top of your game, how did you become a personal trainer? How did you get to owning your gym, having your staff and your community and really stepping into management? Before that, what happened?
Sure, yes. I started in fitness, gosh, it's been over 20 years. I just loved it. I just loved what fitness did, what exercise did, the endorphins, the natural high. And so I just wanted everybody to feel like that. So I was like, this is amazing. So love has been for so, so, so many years. And so it turned into what it's developed today. I mean, I started out at, teaching all the different gyms across, everywhere, the valley. And then I started out my own boot camp outdoors. It was called Extreme Bridal Boot Camp. So I was really training a lot of brides and their bridesmaids, their whole groups to get ready for their weddings. And that got even bigger. So then I opened up my own studio. It was a smaller studio. And then I outgrew that. And then I came into my big gym that I have now. But I will tell you, it was when I really came into this larger facility that it was like, whoa, what did I do? Like, overhead quadrupled, and everything.
You're running,
like,
a business essentially.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, I had a small
storefront,
studio, but
you have a brick and mortar business.
Yeah. So I was like, whoa, what did I do? And I was like, wow, this is pretty crazy. So everything had to go up. So it was so much pressure at that point, because I had to double and triple memberships. I had to double and triple stuff that was coming in, and, how was I going to do that? And where was I going to pull from? And it was, my mind wouldn't shut off, and then there's those months where you're like barely making it by, and, everybody would think I was balling, and I'm like, you don't get it. You have no idea how much money goes into running a facility, running a business, running this. You're the last one to get paid. Everybody else gets paid before you. You're the last one. And it's, how can I make this better? How am I going to do this? And then constantly looking at, what the competition around me was offering, and trying to see how I could do it in my own style and make sure I'm attracting the clients I need to attract. So rock bottom was when one morning I was just in my yoga room upstairs at my gym. And I just, started weeping, just, crying, because it was so much pressure and so much stress. And I was just like, what am I going to do? Like, how am I going to do this? And I would just pray and cried, because it was just, finally, I just had my breakdown.
It was
just
a pinnacle.
Lot
you needed to let the tears off the mountain. Yeah.
Yes.
Got that.
Yes.
Interesting that you had that all of a sudden you have everything that you seemingly would have, you would have waved your magic wand for. And then with it, with getting bigger and growing inside of what you're up to, I think maybe part of the transformation is that you need to go through the peak and the valley, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, it's such a big, we all say we want certain things, and when they appear, there's like, whoa, there's a little bit of fear there for a lot of people, because it's like, whoa, I did want this, but now with this comes responsibility, with this comes this. And it's learning to let go and be with it and allow yourself to flow and go through it. But the hardest things was when I was resisting going through it. And so once I allowed myself to actually go through all these emotions, allow myself to go through the crying, allow myself to be like, okay, this is what it is. This isn't how it's going to be, but this is what it is right now. Then I had a much better grip on it, but it took me some time to really get there because it's not, you know, it's not like, okay, let me just do that, you know?
Yeah, no, I think that's a beautiful, beautiful nugget for the ladies listening. Inside of the workplace, you're expected to behave a certain way. You're expected, you know, to carry out the etiquette that a workplace demands. But what happens if you're emotional that day? And what happens if you're feeling things? And I know I've been one to hop into my office and lock the door behind me and just dart these silent tears that I needed to let out. So, yeah, is there anything else that you can speak to in terms of giving permission for that or kind of just giving space to be able to let out the emotions inside
Absolutely.
Of the workplace when you need to?
Yes, and especially as boss babes, you know, we take so much on and we're very emotional. You know, we're, as women, we carry and we care for people. And I think it's harder for us at times to receive because we're such givers. And
right.
So that was even a thing where I had to learn to allow myself to truly receive. I gave and gave and gave, but there has to be that balance. If, you know, if we tip the scale, then that's where another breakdown comes because we can only give so much. Or, you know, we get depleted. We have to receive, get that back in. And so I had to really allow myself at that point, okay, I need to ask for some help. Let me allow myself to do this, allow myself to receive. There's so many people out there that want to help. Help me and love me and care for me and support me and encourage me. I need to allow this. And to me, it's a lot of times it really is ego. Like we have to break down the ego. So I always tell people, I'm like, our ego is not our amigo. You know, it builds blocks.
Our
blocks
ego is not our amigo. I'm absolutely loving that. Yeah, I'm going to, if there was one thing I'm taking from this morning, there's so much, but my ego is not my amigo. Yeah, now often we're really, really stuck and we need to do it ourselves, specifically at upper level management. And you mentioned something. You mentioned that, you know, you get paid less, you inherit a staff. And often inside of our corporate world or inside of whatever, you know, the small businesses we're going into every day, we think that the owner or the manager or whoever your supervisor is has it better. And so you really opening that space to kind of see the perspective of everyone's a human being. And with that comes massive responsibility. So did you ever experience anything day to day or inside of that where you were maybe looked at as having the upper hand or being the boss? Like how did you transition into working freelance and doing what you loved to then starting a business, maintaining a staff and clients and a community inside of the town?
Yeah. Well, it pretty much evolved on its own. I had always said and I had always spoke that I had wanted to own a gym. And I manifested it, basically. Not realizing it even, but it just actually evolved on its own. It's like each step that I went through created the next step and the next step. And then the eventual step was like, I need my own facility. And as soon as I spoke that, like, I need my own facility, it's time now. It's time for my own gym. The next day, my best friend calls me. She's like, I think I found a spot for you. You need to come look at this place. And that was the place. And there I moved.
That was it.
In. And so it really is just like, as we keep taking steps forward, you know, our goals really start to evolve on their own because we're in action and we're going forward. And the only way to do that is to just keep going. And so the connections came, everything came. It was just me constantly being in action. And that doesn't mean never take breaks. Of course, you need to take some breaks and allow yourself and your mind and everything to relax and recharge. But as you continue to plow through, even though it's difficult, like it evolves. And like the next stepping stone just comes right in front of you. So that's how I really felt that it worked for me was I just kept going. And as I kept growing, everything just came into fruition. The next person came where that I needed for the connection for this. And
this happened and then this happened. So to me, that's how
you
it
don't
is.
Need
it
to see the
evolution.
Mm-hmm. Evolution of your career trajectory. I love the you don't need to see the entire staircase. You just need to take the first step and sort of trust that your second step is going to land on the stair next to it.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
And even doing all this, I realized, like, wow, I'm very different than a lot of people. So many people wouldn't take a lot of the risks that I took. And
I
was very aware of that. Yeah, I was very aware of that this year. Where I thought, oh, this is normal. What do you mean? Like, wouldn't anybody do this? People are like, no. So I was very aware of the risks that I took.
That's beautiful. Was there an access to that? Because I think for so many of us, it's difficult to actually realize that you're exceptional. It's difficult to realize that you're extraordinary because, like you said, the ego, you know, wants to tell you you might not be doing enough, wants to tell you you need to do it alone. And you just hit on something that is a little bit of a missing inside of specifically careers. And while we're working, we're thinking we've never done anything. So what did it take for you to access the realization that, oh, I'm exceptional. I've taken risks. I've done things people haven't done. Did you physically sit down and look back at that? Was it just an epiphany?
I was going through a project here at the gym, and I had to list pretty much every single achievement that I've accomplished. And so, you know, I took out, of course, my bio, and then I was like, okay, this isn't on there, this isn't on there. And one of my best friend was like, hey, send it to me real quick. I sent it to her, and she's like, you're missing like 10 more things. You're missing this, you're missing this, 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 you've done this. I sat down, and, you know, it's basically like your own resume of achievements.
Right.
And I was like, holy, I really have done a lot. And she's like, you don't get it. You know, so she actually helped me get very present to what I had accomplished over so many, you know, all these years. And half the stuff we forget, we don't even like, okay, on to the next thing without, you know, really being in the accomplishment of what we've done. So I've really learned to bask in the accomplishment of what I've achieved, whether it's something small or something large or, you know, because everything is huge and that's how we get to the next step. But that's what really got me present to that was seeing that in front of me and having her even point out, you did this, you did this. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot. You know, like,
right.
Wow.
Yeah. All of the things that you've actually achieved. That's great friends. Yes. That's good. That's good human beings to keep around you.
Yes.
I want to pause our midway through show, and there's so much gold in what we're saying, what we're discussing and what we're talking about. And you've been in the field so long. So if our listeners want to reach out after the show, how would you like them to contact you? Where can they get a hold of you?
Yes, the best place is via my website, JeanetteOrtega.com. And also, you can email me. See, my voice is there too. You can email me at extremefitchick@gmail.com. So those are the two
extreme
best ways to do.
Fitchick. Gotcha.
Yes.
Extremefitchick@gmail.com.
And yes, and that's chick without a K. Yes.
Got it. Chick without a K. So C-H-I-C.
I-C.
Got that.
Yes.
I love it. Okay, so I want to talk about a little something. Here on the show, we often feature boss babes behind the scenes. And you've been working behind the scenes for so long inside of your gym and in fitness and in training. And it's often behind the scenes in entertainment. And I want to drop a few bombs for the audience. So, Jeanette, I know that you designed and facilitate an entire fitness program for DreamWorks, DreamWorks here in Los Angeles. You are mentored by Oprah's partner, which we would love to hear more about. And you've trained, like I said, countless celebrities, and it's really inside of the hip-hop niche and industry. And I'd love to know... you know, having worked with all of those, with all those people, the DreamWorks, the celebrities you're training, you have Oprah's partner mentoring you while you're creating Butoga, which for the audience is a meld between a boot camp and yoga. that Jeanette has originated and now is patented, I believe, Jeanette?
Yes. Yes, it is trademarked. Uh-huh.
Got it. So what's it like to be able to say, hey, I want to trademark something, and to be able to go to your mentor, and I believe his name is Eric?
Yes, Eric Logan. Yes.
Eric Logan. So how did you make the connection? How did you make the connection, and what is it like to be able to call him up and ask, you know, hey, I'm thinking of doing something, and bounce an idea off someone who's already in partnered with a woman who did start just the same way, having kind of Oprah just began inside of her hobby, inside of what she liked to do, and then expand to her show. Now she runs an entire television network and staff of, I don't know how many, so she's created so many different jobs. So what's that relationship like, and is it like a pinch me moment? Did it get old after a while? Did you have those butterflies? You know, when you meet someone, you find out, like, hey, this person could really have an impact in my life. Did you clam up?
Right. Yeah, well, it was funny the way we met, because I was taking a paddleboard certification course. So I got there, and it was in San Diego, and I actually got there late. And it was the last seat. I just sat down. It was a small class. And even prior before that, you know, I've always loved Oprah, but I was like, one day I'll be on Oprah's couch, you know, just always saying that, trying manifesting that, correct?
Great. So you manifested him again.
Absolutely. So I sit next to him, not even knowing, and the instructor at that time had each of us stand up and talk about ourselves and why we were here and what we're doing. And so, excuse me, he stood up and was like, yeah, you know, said his name and that he is the president of Oprah Own and Harpo and all that. And so, you know, I'm trying not to let, like, my mouth just drop, like, oh, what? I'm like, oh, my
right.
gosh. So I had a whole weekend with him there during that certification, and he's more of a – he's a totally an advanced, like, paddle surfer. He's an amazing – I was probably the most novice there because they all owned paddleboard shops and stuff, and mine was more so for getting Butoga on my paddleboards. So he was with me, like, we just bonded so quickly. He was with me throughout the whole weekend, like, helping me and teaching me with different techniques on the paddleboard, and we just really connected, hit it off, and he's like, however I can help you, I'll help you, and he gave me his card, gave me his number, we exchanged numbers. I was like, this is surreal.
Wow.
So probably,
a yoga class.
A week.
Or,
yeah.
Paddleboarding class, right.
Paddleboard class, yeah. So probably about a week after that, I contacted him because I knew I had this vision to create Butoga. And so I called him and I was like, I would love to meet with you just to, you know, pick your brain on this. And he's like, absolutely. And so we set up the meeting, met him at Oprah's studio. We went to lunch.
Wow.
And he just gave me so much invaluable, like, information, business information on just trademarks and how to do it and who to contact and steps to do and what else and this and that. And I was just like, oh my goodness, this is some amazing stuff. I think I was like, I was already just like struck that here I was having lunch with him and here he is just giving me all this information. And he's like, however I can help you, I'll help you. And then as soon as he got back to his office, he emailed me people to contact. So he really, really helped me with my trademark with Butoga, and I'm forever grateful. So he's just been a great contact. He's really given me a lot of good information. We've met a few more times at Oprah's lot, and so I've seen her awesome facility. And so it's just a complete, complete blessing, truly blessed.
That is so beautiful, and I just want to expand on people so often will talk about the importance of connection, the importance of networking, and then because of that conversation, it might produce an outcome where the person's maybe not entirely themselves, or they go to places where, you know, they're the least comfortable being the person that they think they should be to meet people. And we were talking a lot over the weekend at this event about just being in your truth, doing what you know is true, what you love, and these people will pop up for you. So who would think that if you're going to a paddleboarding class, you're in San Diego, you would love to meet Oprah and or anyone associated with Oprah, and what appears to you is the president of her company, and you really just created such a beautiful relationship inside of a personal bond, and I know a personal relationship. You were just out doing an activity, and sometimes we think the people who hold the keys to the kingdom that we want to meet are unattainable. You should probably talk business. You should know what you're talking about. But here you are, on a paddleboard, doing what you love and getting into it, being able to talk about that with him. Amazing. Well, I want to round out and really talk about where you are now. I know you were just on the cover of BFW magazine.
Yes.
So the yoga issue. Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Put out a book called The Little Black Book of Fitness.
Yes.
For everyone listening, where can we find the book? Where can we grab it?
You can go to thelittleblackbookoffitness.com and order
Perfect.
It right off of there. You can also go to Amazon and also get the Little Black Book of Fitness as well. So those two places for sure.
Got it. So, and I know that it hit number one on Amazon. You're now a bestseller. Congratulations. And
yes,
our audience,
thank you.
I've read the book, own it. Beautiful. Jeanette's not only a passionista, so I love that you took part in the book that I had produced with all these other amazing boss babes, but then the boss babes go out and do their own magnificent thing. So I own your book. And it's really not just physical fitness for everyone listening. It's really how to be wholly and completely fit. Like, what is mental fitness? And how does that play into your daily routines? And so it's stories from all of these industry experts. You have people from The Biggest Loser, rappers, even, you know, down to the 9-to-5, the working job, and what you really need to maintain mental fitness and physical fitness throughout your life and well-being. So thank you, Ms. Jeanette.
So what
do you have coming up? What's next for you? Where are you now?
So I am expanding more so online. So I'm doing a lot of online workshops, courses, training, and I'm also really working on getting Butoga. It's into like resorts, basically around the world into. So when you go travel, you're able to go experience something. You can even go experience it on the paddleboard. So if you're in you're in Hawaii, what better way to go have fun
to
Butoga on the paddleboard? So I'm creating a certification program for it so that more and more people can do that and I can get people certified and really get it out there because it is boot camp yoga and meditation. And I'm doing a lot more workshops as well. So I'm doing a lot more mindset workshops and meditation workshops because it truly is the mindset that is going to get us to where we really need to go. And so I just created a workshop called Champion Mindset. And if you really, you know, if you look at the word champion, everybody has a different definition of what a champion is. But all the work that they have to do behind the scenes when no one's looking, these Olympians that are training 8 to 12 hours a day, you know, we don't see that. We only see when they're out there winning these gold medals or trying their hardest. But it's like, what is that? What does it take? And what type of mindset do they need to have to complete this and go there and do that?
Right.
So that's a big thing just even for fitness, just even to drop weight. There's, you know, people that'll hold on to weight because of emotional stuff that's there and mindset that'll block them. So it's really taking people through the process of, you know, letting go of blockages and letting go, releasing past experiences so that they can move forward and their body will now show that as well.
I love that. Wow. So I'm just speaking to the all-around all-star in fitness. And now, thanks to Jeanette, I mean, I really do think of fitness not only being physical, but really having that mental component. And I'm hoping our audience is coming away with, again, so much gold inside of your journey, your relationships that you've created in the industry, and what's next. So, again, you can find Jeanette at JeanetteOrtega.com, or you can message her at ExtremeFitChick with no K. And I would just love to say thank you to Jeanette Ortega for being our lovely leading lady today. Thank you for being with us, Jeanette.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And a special thanks to our listeners as we'll be back again next Monday morning for another Women Lead Radio Show. We're here every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you, Ms. Jeanette. And I'm Erica Dela Cruz, host of your show today, Women Lead Radio, Boss Babes Behind the Scenes. Thanks for listening. Have an incredible week.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.